Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the former Texas Longhorns head coach, the current head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels football program. We say good morning to Mac Brown. How are you, Coach?
Well, good morning to each of you guys. It's good to be on with you.
Well, you had a rough game over the weekend. You surrendered 70 points to James Madison. You lost 70-50. What happened?
Well, first of all, I'd like to do something that I did back when I used to lose when I was a coach of the Longhorns. And that's, I'd like to take the time to apologize to all North Carolina fans this morning. I thought we'd win, but we didn't. And losing 70-50 makes me wonder if I'm ever going to put on this coach's whistle again.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I have to say I was humiliated, and not in the way I like to be humiliated, like in the bedroom with restraints in a penile cage.
Okay. We don't have to hear about that stuff.
We're on the air.
But talking about losing to a small school that we should have waffle stomped.
Well, you didn't. Yeah, we've heard you're hearing a lot of criticism around Chapel Hill.
A lot of criticism. I can't even walk around Chapel Hill without someone throwing their own human waste at me.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
People don't think I rip 10-second farts, but I do.
What does that have to do with anything?
Sometimes I do it just to lighten the mood after a big loss like this.
Okay.
And just to make my assistant coaches laugh, I put it over the PA system. Echoes around Chapel Hill. Kind of puts people in a better mood.
That's one way to deal with it.
Let's not let my loss on Saturday obscure my accomplishment on Saturday.
What was that?
I finally proved once and for all that we are truly a basketball school. So I'm contributing to our human knowledge base. That was a good thing I did.
Okay.
Plus, it was very patriotic what I did. Let's not forget that James Madison is one of our founding fathers.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
It was my pleasure to honor him and show what a winner he was. Plus, his wife Dolly made great snack cakes.
Yeah, I don't know if that's right on the timeline.
She not only made great snack cakes, but she had a huge set of snack cakes on her chest herself.
Okay, Coach, come
on. And she sang that song, Jolene.
That's Dolly Parton, Coach.
Everyone says they love it, but they don't. Speaking of big tatas, there's one person I have to work into every conversation I have, and that person is my wife, Sally.
How's she doing?
Oh, yeah, how's Sally?
Sally's my pride and joy.
Yeah.
It's really endearing how much I love my wife, Sally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love her laugh. I love how she's always saying the right supportive thing at the right emotional time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way she has a mouth like velvet.
Okay. Coach?
Dude.
TBH, never able to last longer than 90 seconds when she role plays a White House intern during a family planning session.
Okay.
Coach, we're on the air. Yeah.
She attends all the games, and unfortunately she had to see me lose worse than Custer did against the Indians on 9/11 back in World War I.
Again,
you got historical facts really messed up there.
I could say a lot about my wife, Sally, but the thing I'll say here is that will be of interest to you is that no parts of her body are off limits to me.
Okay.
Coach,
that's
stop
what a
it.
Marriage is built on.
Stop.
All doors are open.
Stop.
I'm thinking of making her my offensive coordinator because she lets me score every time I'm with her.
Man, that's way too much information to know about what you do behind closed doors.
Do you guys enjoy talking to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Because some people find it a little tiring.
Why is that?
Sometimes I wonder if it gets a little tiring talking to me because I like to stay up here on one note in a Morse code fashion, punching out syllables in a rhythmic pulsing until I lull you into a state of hypnosis before I drop down. And then I go back up to my staccato stuttering until I drop down again.
We don't mind that.
It's fine.
Once again, just like to apologize triple times, quadruple times, five times, all the times. I'm just not that good a coach anymore.
Oh, don't say that.
Good morning to you.
Okay.
No funeral.
Hang in there, Coach. Here goes Mac Brown.